The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everyone. This is Leslie Fontaine, and you are listening to Sheer Alchemy. And this is a day where I completely love the name of our show. Sheer Alchemy is about our ability to turn our lives around through energy, through healing of old wounds, through choosing again, through stepping into intentions, and realizing that when we step into intentions, we're stepping into the honesty and truth of our own lives, not what someone else wanted of our lives, not what someone else told us our life was about, not about the career we should have so that we make the most money possible. This is about our soul essence. Every one of us is here on purpose. The things that we love are not an accident. You know, many times I talk with people, and when we talk about stepping into our truth and stepping into our passion, stepping into our soul essence, interestingly, if things don't turn around very fast, in other words, a couple of weeks goes by, a month goes by, when we try to start something, we hit an obstacle or two. We seem to think that it should have happened yesterday already. And what we don't understand is that stepping into our passion often involves healing our core wounds, healing the wounds that occurred through growing up in our families and also through past lifetimes. Some of us have been carrying the energies of our families for multiple generations. But when we step into our truth, we get upset that it's not happening right now. And you've got to understand that if you're talking about source and you're talking about a spiritual path, and energy is a spiritual path, we are healing as we step into higher vibrations. It is about healing. When we heal and we step into higher vibrations, we step into love and light. We step into a powerful essence of our truth. So this show today, the anxiety that we carry and the creativity that we carry, how do we resolve this? It feels like oil and water. And let me give you an example. When you get a creative idea, and many of you can relate to this, and let's just make this in the last 6 months, okay? You get a creative idea or you get an inspiration. And you start making steps toward that inspiration, going down that path. But then you get some anxiety. And the anxiety could be, I'm spending too much time on this. This is taking too long. The client didn't answer fast enough. I must have made a mistake. What if I'm wrong about this? What if this isn't really what I'm about? What if mom and dad and all my teachers were right and I'm not really good at this at all? All of this comes flooding in. And what do? We shut down. We shut down and make a decision in that moment that is aligned with some of those negative voices that we heard as we were growing up. We heard the voices that told us, look, you're not going to be making any money following the creative path. You've got to be practical. If you want a good career, you need to be in technology. You need to be a lawyer. You need to be a doctor. You need to be a CPA. You need to be anything but this creative thing that we don't understand and that we can't define. See, creativity by its very nature has not been created before. And it hasn't been created before because it's coming from you. That's important. Creativity is coming from you. And there we hit the biggest of wounds, which is validating ourselves, validating our own truth, fully enjoying the truth of who we are and the creativity that spawns from us. If we don't enjoy it, the anxiety comes in, and the anxiety comes in to shut it down. When it shuts down your creativity, it sort of kills it, doesn't it? It just kills it. And if it doesn't come in on a certain timeline, which we've set arbitrarily, by the way, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, when we've set a timeline arbitrarily, I've got to have this done by the 1st of July. I've got to have this product out before I get kicked out of my house. I've got to have this product out before X, Y, or Z occurs, or I'll have to go get a job. And that will mean that I can't do this. It's amazing these arbitrary things that we put in the middle of our paths that stop us from stepping into creativity. And then we want to blame source for not coming through. I can't tell you how many clients I have had that get angry and upset with source and even say to me, whatever you did, it didn't work. There are pieces of that message that we need to talk about. First of all, our creativity, our soul essence, is about us. It's about our intention. It's about our desire. And the next piece is that we don't put arbitrary deadlines on the solution. We don't say, this is how it's got to work out. I found so many people who want to blame source because they think they got this guidance in a certain kind of way. It's got to happen just so. And I don't know what happened. Often, if we're truly honest with ourselves, we do know what happened. Anxiety and creativity do not go together. So if any of this is resonating with you, I want you to listen to the rest of this show because we're going to be talking about how creativity fosters in a healthy environment and how anxiety, a way of living that we learned, can kill it. We don't want that to happen. So again, this is Leslie Fontaine. You're listening to Sheer Alchemy. If you are someone who's been wanting to step into the creativity of your own soul path, this is the show for you. If you want to work with me, I hope you'll check out my website, LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com, so that you can learn how to step into the creativity of your own essence. You are going to be amazed at what gets created out of your own energy, how it comes about, the pace at which it comes about, and then you're going to understand what you are all about.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hello again. This is Leslie Fontaine. You're listening to Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and you are going to hear so many amazing presenters on Transformation Talk Radio, from Dr. Pat and her guest to so many others that have so much healing information for us. You know, I'm not always ready for the healing message. Are you? There are times when a message comes through, and it's just not time yet for us to hear it. It's like buying a book, and maybe we have that book on our shelves for a year, for 5 years, and then year eight, we pull it out, and suddenly that message resonates with us. So if you're hearing this message, you know, some of you could be saying, I know all this. Well, you know what? I'm not talking about knowing this stuff. I'm talking about how it's the right time and you're ready to do this stuff, okay? You're ready to be this stuff. So I want to go back to talking about anxiety and what that is and what happens. When we're 1, 2, 3 years old, and even if you were to watch a child of that age somewhere, we were not on a timeline. We were not thinking that, hey, I've got 15 minutes to tootle around the backyard. I've got 10 minutes to, you know, eat my lunch. I've got 5 minutes, you know, to hang out with grandpa. We weren't thinking like that. We weren't thinking in linear time. We were explorers. We were archaeologists of this world. So we didn't limit ourselves. And even when we went to school around 4 years old, let's say pre-K, nursery, we would be doing our artwork and we'd show mom and dad. And if we were to look at some of that artwork today at 25, 30, 50, we'd go, oh my God, look at that. What was I thinking? But mom and dad told you how beautiful it was, how it just was lovely, so creative, and you were so happy in your artwork. It didn't have to be Rembrandt at that point. It didn't have to be, you know, the best in modern art. It was you, all right? But as time went on in our lives, whether we began to notice it all through elementary school, into junior high, into high school, we started to find out how good we were at things. That's the first wound. Right? Is we find out that we aren't that creative. We find out that we don't sing that well. We find out that we're not that good on the flute. We find out that, you know, we don't write that well and we don't tell the best story. We start being judged and evaluated by others. Not only that, and I've seen this with so many kids that I've worked with in my practice, as well as adults. As people are getting way for college exam, getting ready for college exams, they start to be evaluated for what they know that is going to be on the test. And they're not being evaluated for who they are as human beings, for who they are in their soul essence. It's more, if you're going to get into a good school, you need to do well on these tests. So suddenly the whole value system goes upside down. It might have been that you were just the cutest thing ever when you were young. But now, are you the smartest thing ever? Do you get the best SAT scores? Do you write the best essays? The value system gets turned upside down because not only do we need to get into a really good school, we also need to have a good career. We need to be able to be in a career that makes money or that has some status with the community or with mom and dad. Many of us had parents living through us. My son, the doctor, my daughter, the lawyer, my son, the CPA, my daughter, the doctor, whatever it was, it suddenly became a value system to others that was put on us. There was one time I was doing a show and I must have had six attorneys that came through my booth and every one of them had gone to the best school, had done well on their grades, were now practicing attorneys, and they all said, is this it? I'm miserable. I hate my life. But they did all the right things to, according to the parents' view, according to their family's view, according to society's view. They're making the good money, and they're miserable. So our value system gets turned upside down, and it becomes about money and stature versus your soul essence. And what we learn is that our soul essence won't pay very well. And I kind of want to question this a little bit because there's so many aspects to soul essence that we need to talk about. But that is the lesson that we learn. So we put aside the creativity spark. We put aside our oil paints and our writing portfolios and all those things that gave us joy. And we start doing what we've been told is practical and reasonable and makes money. So how does anxiety come into this? Well, let me tell you, you can have creativity in selecting your career path, by the way, whether you're a doctor or a CPA or a lawyer. There may be a creative approach to what you're stepping into. But here's how anxiety works. It kind of puts us on a time clock, Remember, I was describing these 1 and 2 and 3 year olds who didn't have a schedule for how they wandered around and explored. Unfortunately, when we start creating our path or stepping in a new venture, we start putting the clock on it and we start expecting ourselves to learn something fast, to learn it really fast. And if it takes too long, we throw down the pen, we throw down the paintbrush, we throw down the plan, and we go, this isn't going to work. There's no way I can make this happen. But I want you to take a look at something. You've decided on an artificial timeline for something that doesn't adhere to timelines. Creativity has its own time clock. It doesn't operate the way we do, the way the world does, the way the practical people say it should. It operates differently. So that's where we get into conflict. Some of us are wanting to create a whole new career. We're wanting to establish something new. All right. So we start laying it out. We start laying out the plan. But then we get upset because it's not happening fast enough, or our current job is making us miserable, and we want this new thing to come in right on time. And we want it to come in on time because of fear. We're afraid to release. Now, one thing that we know about Source and how spirit works and how energy works is that if you come from a place of fear, so be it. That's how it's going to operate. But if you come from a place of abundance and you come from a place of knowing that Source comes through, then you suddenly step into this whole new timeline. You step into quantum time. You step into the serendipitous, the full potentiality, the limitlessness of Source. Now, if that's new to you, it's going to sound ridiculous. But if you're on the soul path and you're learning your life lessons and you've been guided to turn your life in a new direction, then this is the path that is going to take your soul on a higher vibration. It's going to take you on a completely new path where you are going to have your core wounds healed. You're going to have entirely new serendipitous experiences that occur. You're going to be guided to talk to some people you've never spoken with before. You're going to integrate your spiritual path and meditation and mindfulness and creativity in with that 3D job you have of being the doctor, the lawyer, or the accountant, or the office administrator, whatever it may be. It starts to integrate. I talk to so many people who are integrating so many aspects of their path. Where they get frightened is they think that Source won't come through. It's not going to happen. And that is because we align Source with our parents or with teachers or other authority figures, where we learned that it is all conditional. Source is unconditional, but we have to release the fear. We have to completely surrender, and then we can allow the absolutely miraculous to happen. See, creativity is a lot like faith. Creativity is a lot like stepping into spirit, stepping into the abundance of spirit, stepping into the kind of law of attraction that a lot of us talk about, where we so desire and set our intention in a direction, and that thing comes to us. That's what we long for. But in order to follow our soul path fully, we have to allow our fears to surface so that they can be healed. Aren't you into healing? Don't you want this? I know I want it. I want this kind of healing. I want it when I step in a direction and maybe I step into a pothole or I get upset or someone reacts to me in a certain way. I want to look at that moment as an opportunity for healing. I want to look at it and say, wow, what was that? What in me allowed that to show up? And when I really go there and I go to the essence of it, I go to the core of it, I find a wound that is ready to heal, and I'm excited about it. See, I change my attitude from being upset and look at what that person did to me and look how that showed up for me and look how my boss isn't coming through for me and look how my clients aren't paying me on time. I go inside and I go, what in me is allowing that disrespect? What in me is keeping me from being paid? Where did I learn that my value was not high enough? You see what I'm doing here? I'm no longer looking at myself from a victim standpoint. I'm looking now within myself and I'm asking, where did this come up? Where did this happen in my life that I'm now ready to heal this and no longer attract these situations? So in our next segment, I'm going to be walking us through a clearing on how these core wounds show up so that we can enjoy not only our creative life, but also our day-to-day 3D life. They may be coexisting in our life, right? They may be happening at the same time. And even there, we have some beliefs that I should be completely doing spiritual work and not, you know, worldly work, not corporate work. And we're going to talk about that. That's a belief system, believe it or not. It really is. A lot of you, it's a privilege that you carry that badge into that corporate building. And we thank you for it because you're holding the light vibration. So this is Leslie Fontaine. I've told you how to get to my website if you're interested in working in depth in your life to start to switch out some of these hard rules so that you can get into the deeper aspects of your truth. When we come back, like I said, we're going to be doing a healing and you are going to be amazed.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden, fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Leslie Fontaine, and you are listening to Sheer Alchemy. And we're talking about how creativity gets killed by anxiety. It's so terrible to think of it that way. You know, some of you have been so creative. That's the energy that you came into this lifetime with. And it's sad when it gets kind of smooshed out of you, right? And you go and get these practical jobs. And the cost to your health, your healing is severe, right? I mean, many of us can go into deep depression when we think, oh my gosh, is this what I'm supposed to do for the next 40 years? Something I hate, when I really always, you know, wanted to work on painting boats or be up in the water somewhere or working with animals or painting, you know, whatever it is. It can be so depressing and sad. And some of us can start having physical symptoms because we don't follow our paths. So we often talk about, you know, hitting the wall or having a wake-up call. And those wake-up calls are from source. So if you've had one, you know, maybe you had a physical experience where you got quite ill, or perhaps you had a personal experience in a relationship where you lost a loved one tragically or, you know, through a separation. And your wake-up call is right there. And, you know, I often describe it to myself as that moment where you go, I just can't go on like this. I don't want whatever this is anymore. I'm releasing everything. I'm letting go of everything. I'm telling you, I've had a few moments like those, and the turnaround and the transformation are phenomenal. You can have it too. And that, in a way, keeps us from fearing what, you know, is the worst, right? What is the worst? The worst to us might be death. You know, in spirit, this is a whole different topic for another show. You know, death is not necessarily the worst thing that occurs, but to us it might be. Or perhaps it's financial devastation, or perhaps it's living with a chronically severe disease for the rest of our lives. But your wake-up call is from spirit to wake you up, to have you step in to all that you are. And you will talk to many people who have these wake-up calls, and it will be from an illness, or it will be from a breakup, and they start on their path. So if you're getting your wake-up call, and it's to take a look at your creative aspect, what I'd like you to understand is that it's important not to have all or nothing thinking. Don't start thinking, well, I'm supposed to be creative, therefore I'm not supposed to work. Is that what source told you, or is that what you decided? Okay. I'm not supposed to have a corporate job and do my spiritual work. Really? Is that what source told you? So sometimes we manufacture situations and then we create another hardship. And, you know, honestly, I've done that a few times, and that's a wake-up call again, which is, you know, I've attached my ego to this service work of mine. I've attached my ego that I should not have to do spiritual work. I should not have to do corporate work when I am a spiritual guide in this world. So let's check that out and see if it's your ego or not, because much of the spiritual path is about releasing our ego identity. Our ego identity wants to be important. Our ego identity creates separation. When we're on our spiritual path, we release our ego identity. We release any separation. We maintain the integrity of our energy field. And we start to grow and create from a completely different space. It's a whole new economy. So I said that we were going to walk through a clearing. And so what I'd like you to do is allow yourself to be grounded right now, to, you know, uncross your legs some and be sitting comfortably where you are. And I'm going to bring in the masters and the archangels and the healing teams right now. And I want you to allow yourself to be fully enveloped by them. We're putting on the pearlescent gold bubble of protection. putting on Archangel Michael's cloak of protection. I'm bringing Saint Germain in, and we are clearing any negativity in our space with that beautiful violet flame. And right now, I want you to go into your heart space, and I want you to notice the creative spark that's within you, that passion, that joy. You might feel it in your second as well, which is above your first. You might feel it in your power center. But just notice what's coming to you in terms of your creative desire. And do you have it aligned with you now? Do you have a sense of what it is? So let's go with your having a sense of what it is. And now what I want you to notice is any rules that are coming up. Anything that is telling you why it's not practical to be creative, or why you can't do it, or who you'll be letting down, or where are you going to get the time to do it, or you don't have enough money to be able to do that or to take the class. Just notice everything coming up, okay? And we're holding space right now for you, just really allowing that beautiful space for you to listen to everything that's coming up. So now you have it, and you can kind of sense how tight your heart is, which is fear, right? That's fear. And maybe you're seeing the voices or noticing that the voices are coming from family members, loved ones, teachers, former bosses. Just hear the harshness of some of them. Feel your fear toward those voices and how it felt when it happened. So now we're going to bring in some beautiful, powerful healing energies. I love to work with Palladians. I love to work with Arcturians. I love to work with Master Jesus, Kuan Yin. Now I want you to hand up the wound. I want you to put the wound in your hands and hold it up as an offering. Okay? See yourself doing that. Just notice you may be very emotional as you do this. And you hand it over and you release it. And see yourself blowing the wound into the light. Just blowing it into the light, releasing it into the light. And allow those emotions that are coming up for you right now. Beautiful. And now I want you to go into your intentions. And I want you to say yes. I want you to allow those intentions to come forward. And just say yes. I say yes to my art. I say yes to my new healing work. I say yes to the new design of my therapy program, my new legal offering program, my new medical practice. Just see how that comes for you. And then notice the fears that show up about, well, how am I going to do it? Where's the money going to come from? How am I going to pay for this? Who would pay for my services? Notice that low self-esteem coming up. I'm seeing some of you, your inner child was so wounded from some of the reactions early on. Just hold your inner child. Just hold her. I'm bringing in Divine Mother and Divine Father now to hold your inner child. Good. And now I want you to take your inner child by his or her hand. And I want you to walk in this new direction, this new intentional direction. And I'm bringing in the abundance archangels now, Gamaliel, Barakiel, Gadiel. We're opening up the full potentiality of all that you are. We're releasing the unlimited possibilities. And just allow yourself to feel the joy of that, just to feel the joy of the unlimited, that quantum time that full release of all fear, that full release of financial fear. Just let it all go. Beautiful. And now see yourself stepping into your new plan, stepping into your new design, stepping into your truth, stepping into your passion. And continue to walk in that direction. And for every wound that comes up, I want you to hold it in your hands, loving it. It's a part of you. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Even shame energy that we can release. And I want you to blow it like dust flakes out of your hand, beautiful glints of light, and send it back out into the light. For every one of these that come back. And for all of them, thank them for serving you. Some of these fears have protected you for a long time. And we thank them. And now we move on. And now allow the new thoughts to come in. Allow the dreams. Allow the ideas just to drop into your throat space, into your high heart, which is your purpose, and into your heart space. Allow yourself to feel those dreams coming in, the ideas flowing in. Beautiful. And now we thank the masters, the archangels, the healing teams. We release any limitations of time or money. And now let's open our eyes. And I'd like you to write these down. I'd like you to write down some of the wounds you released, some of the messages and beliefs that you were raised with. And I'd like you to write down the dreams and desires that came to you. What came up for you? And now every time we find a block, we release it. Okay? Just release it. Respect it. And let it go. There you go. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what it's like to have a path like this, what it's like to step into a life like this, where we choose healing, we choose our highest good, and we don't limit how the manifestation will occur. This is Leslie Fontaine, and this is Sheer Alchemy.
Seems I got to have a change in scene, 'cause every night I have the strain.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Are you driven by your victimized inner child? Does your child scream at the possibility of the unknown? Remember, your child couldn't drive a car, go to the grocery store, say no, control her time, or make money. Panic surfaces when we empower ourselves, start something new, or just say no. That child doesn't know the big you can take care of yourself. Rather than fight, embrace her. Let him know you can take care of him. This is a big part of healing for many of us. Need help? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. There are individual sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I wanted to tell you about a new, powerful, and compelling play by Nicholas Vasili, coming to Seattle July 7th at Cornish Playhouse, Seattle Center, the United States of China.
On one hand, a dedicated American patriot who would give her life for her country. On the other hand, someone who has been battling the injustice and corruption of America most of her life. And she is as confused as any American could be about what she truly believes in. My play, The United States of China, is about the trial of Miriam Hopkins, who is a metaphor for all that America stands for.
This is more than a play experience, it's a movement. It's a movement to create a new level of awareness. Knowledge is power, and we are powerful. Get your tickets today at americathestrong.com.
This is Leslie Fontaine, and we are back from our final break of Sheer Alchemy. Before we talk about what you were able to see and do in that last segment, I wanted to talk about how you can get in touch with me. You know, I work with so many people about stepping into their passions and into their dreams. I have seen people do some amazing work to come out of places of severe depression and loss, and living lives that they absolutely hate, and feeling out of control of their environments and of their time, and, you know, suffering in the midst of parental expectations and job expectations, and drawing in real intense hostilities at work, and even in, family experiences that they have. And I've watched them turn this around through amazing shifts of energy, drawing in the support team, clearing out old wounds, clearing out some, you know, more difficult energies that I also help you with, like implants, tracking devices. I go into your past lifetimes and also your ancestral line. And I have watched these people create amazing lives. And then they begin to learn how to do the work on their own. So if you'd like to work with me, if you'd like to learn how to start stepping into empowered living, working with the Ascended Masters and the Archangels, which are so important to feeling empowered on the path, then I hope you'll go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com, and you can also call me at 678-665-3366. Many of you are working on your ascension path. Many of you are working on your healing modalities and have run into some blocks here and there. Some of you are struggling with, you know, how to charge for your work when you feel like you, don't know how to be paid for what you're worth. And so there's so many aspects to what we're going through. I'd love to help you. You are special. You do matter. And when you start to shift like this, you are going to be absolutely amazed. So I hope you'll reach out to me. And again, that is LeslieFontaine.com. And I also send out teachings and a blog. I have some CDs that you can use to help you on your path. Just go to my site and you'll find everything that you need. So let's get back to what just happened in terms of that clearing. If you did that, you had a lot of things coming up. You probably also had a lot of emotion. You had fears come up. You had memories of old wounds from childhood and perhaps from some of your first jobs that you took, parental wounds, wounds from school. You probably remember the day when you gave up on a dream or you chose no longer to follow it. And you remember the anxiety. I work with so many people who have real issues with anxiety. And I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised where some of these anxiety issues come up. Because when we're not living on our soul path, it is very detrimental to who we are. You know, some people are operating at a very low level of vibration. They are very unconscious. They don't feel anything and they just plod through and they do it, right? But if you're listening to this show, very likely you can't just do that, right? It just hurts your soul so deeply. So when we're talking about our creativity, it is inevitably going to involve healing. And it is important to heal because we are shifting our vibration. And when we shift our vibration, we're part of healing the planet. And if you're listening to this show, healing the planet is important. And you are important. You matter. So don't hesitate to call me if you'd like some help on your path. We all need help on our path. Sometimes the information out there can be confusing. Sometimes our emotional condition is so intense that we can't even see straight. Or we're hearing the logic of the world and it's so loud and we think we're crazy for doing what we're doing. But I'm here to wave your flag for you. You are doing amazing work. You are stepping into amazing intentions. But understand that when you step into creativity, you are coming up against old wounds that create anxiety. Your anxiety is just a tip of the iceberg, a piece of information to let you know that you've come upon something big, that there is a fear of stepping into your dreams, because that's what you were taught. You were taught not to step into your dreams. It sounds so terrible to say it that way, doesn't it? That somehow stepping into your dreams is a really bad thing, but it's such a good thing. So don't hold back, but also don't go into all or nothing thinking that if you step into your dreams, you can't do your job. See, I have seen that when we say yes, when we step fully into all that we are, Source makes room for all of these things. In our finite minds, we think it can't all happen at the same time. You would be amazed. Just say yes. And I have watched people learn to manipulate time and space. They have learned how to create a way to get it all done, to make it all happen. I'm not talking about, you know, staying up all night and, you know, burning the midnight oil. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a way that we all make these things happen. The key is to say yes. It is absolutely that you say yes. And when you say yes, amazing things happen. Always. When we say no, when we shut down and indicate to ourselves it's not practical, it's not reasonable, it can't happen, what we are talking about is what we know from the finite mind. We have left Source out of it. You see, a lot of us talk a good game about spirituality until it comes to the aspect of Source that will fully come through. We just don't understand how it'll happen. It's the same with law of attraction. We're all good if we understand how it's going to work. But the real law of attraction is coming through serendipitously from unlimited sources, from a million different ways that it could manifest in our lives. But because we must look at things from our finite mind, we limit it down to maybe two or three options about how a solution could come through. We limit it to the known rather than understanding that source comes from a myriad of options in the unknown. Okay, so what I'm asking you to do this week is take a look at things from the point of view of the unknown.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.